Well, we're at Iowa Pork Congress here on the first day of the event in Des Moines. We're going to talk with Greg Lear, who is going to be the president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association now for 2013. Greg is from Spencer. And Greg, first of all, let's just talk about your operation and what kind of pork producer you are.
I'm a non-traditional pork producer is what I'm referred to as, Ken. Myself and two partners own a small feed and animal health store with vets on staff called Spencer Ag Center at Spencer. And then I own pigs in Sioux County, and I've got a contract grower that raises those for me, Pat and Gene Zankover, out between Granville and Alton.
Well, congratulations on becoming president of the organization here. And as we were talking, there's several issues that are of concern to pork producers right now. Probably number one on the list after this past year is feed costs.
Oh, most definitely. And there's nothing that 12 inches, 14 inches of rain in northwest Iowa wouldn't fix, but it has really put a dent on a cash flow, because it now takes $165, $175 per pig to get those pig to market. But also, are we going to have the availability of grain across the whole state of Iowa when we get to July and August? Can we physically get a hold of the grain to feed the livestock?
Yeah, I've heard that comment here that in some areas, that could become an issue.
Yeah, that's one. And the other one that's going to be a little challenging is over here in west central Iowa. You got wells running dry. And so that's another one that, again, 16 inches from the 1st of March until the mid-May would help us out tremendously. But that's not anything we can do.
Another issue that the whole industry is dealing with, of course, is the housing discussion and gestation stall issue. And it seems like the pork industry is trying to figure out how to get a handle on this.
Yeah, we are. And I think the biggest thing is everybody believes that we should have the choice. This does not need to be mandated to us. The big bullies on the block did the right thing for their side. They went to the CEOs of the McDonald's and the retail chains and got them to convince that we will leave you alone if you decide to go to crate-free production down the road. Well, but the CEOs don't realize we're sitting with 16-17% of the pork in the U.S. is raised crate-free. How are we going to produce that amount of product to get to those people that have decided to do it? And is it the right way? I mean, somebody else is telling us how to operate. Is that right? My concern is a lot of the fail-to-finish operations that we've got in Iowa, the major owners, the majority owners, are independent pork producers. A lot of them are above 55, 60 years of age, and if it's going to cost $700, $800, $900 per sow space to remodel, I'm afraid we're going to lose them. I mean, that's more of a concern, is them getting out and not having the next generation back into our farms. That's a big, big concern in Iowa.
Okay, we were also talking about antibiotics, and you mentioned that's one that you're really concerned about.
Coming down the pipeline, I mean, there is real concern that they may try and take all the antibiotics away from us, but yet Denmark is showing time and time, with the research over the last several years where they eliminated all the antibiotics, that it hasn't improved pig health. It hasn't improved that relationship of bacterial resistance. And we may end up with a VFD or vet-validated use of antibiotics in all of our pigs if we're not careful.
And finally, cool, which I think is not on a lot of people's radar, but you're thinking it's going to be a big deal here shortly.
I really feel it's going to be a big deal. We've got to figure out a way to get COOL repealed through either legislation, changing of our laws, or we need to get some tweaks on there that will keep Canada and Mexico will accept, because the WTO did rule in favor of Canada and Mexico, and come May 23rd, if something is not in the works or done, the WTO has told Canada and Mexico that they can put tariffs on our product, not just pork. They can put it on whatever products they would like to. And you start adding a 15 or 20% tariff onto the cost of the products that we're selling right now into Mexico and Canada, we could lose a big percentage of two of our top five destinations for pork. And we rely on exports very heavily right now.
On the state level, any particular issues that you're going to be working on here?
I think the state and the national are really together. I mean, there's a lot of issues that are all encompassing. I mean, they really tie together. The water issue, can be a local one, but yet it still affects national. At the Iowa Pork Office, I know we may be doing some changing in committee structures. There's been some interviews and these kind of things as far as, are we doing the right thing? I mean, do we need to change and move with the times a little bit on our structure, committee structure? Other than that, I mean, we've got that IPPA office has got an awesome staff. I mean, I'd put them against anybody in the country, and the new members that are coming on to not only our executive board but our full board, we got a really, really diverse group of men and women that will make this next year very interesting. Sometimes I'm nervous about it because I sometimes feel with the diversification that we've got, I may be trying to herd cats down the road as a president, but I think that's going to be a strength for us too, because you'll have a lot of different opinions on a given subject.